Our next guest on Downtown is a ukulele virtuoso and composer who's teamed up with Mick Fleetwood of Fleetwood Mac for a terrific new album called Blues Experience. We're happy to be joined by Jake Shimabukuro. Hey, Jake, thanks for being with us today.
Aloha, Rich. Thank you so much for having me on, man. Really appreciate the support.
I got to tell you, this is some of the coolest music I've heard in a long, long time. How did you end up getting together with Mick Fleetwood?
Yeah, so, you know, a couple years ago, we went to their Fleetwood Mac reunion concert and over in Nashville. And after the show, we got invited backstage, you know, so I got to talk with Mick. And, you know, we have, you know, he's a longtime resident of Maui.
Right.
So, you know, we had that Hawaii connection. So we casually kind of mentioned, like, oh, man, it would be cool to do something together one day. So fast forward 1 year after that, I was doing a concert on Maui, and he happened to be in town, so he brought his family, and then we got to talk backstage again after the show, and then we thought, well, let's just go into the studio and you know, see what happens. So that's what we did. We you know, he invited us to his studio on Maui, beautiful, beautiful studio, and then we thought, well, let's maybe kind of do some early Fleetwood Mac stuff, you know, with Peter Green, and kind of take more of a bluesy direction and see what happens. So we brought a handful of songs, and we just started, we started just kind of playing through them, and we had so much fun, and it was just so inspiring. And this new album, Blues Experience, is a result of these few days in the studio.
Well, and apparently it was Mick's idea and an inspired choice to record Whiter Shade of Pale. What a tremendous take on that song you guys delivered.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, we were, I was talking with Mick about my recent UK tour when we were in the studio. And so he asked me, he said, well, do you ever play Whiter Shade of Pale when you're in the UK? So I said, oh, I love that song, but I never covered it. So he said, you should play that. You know, they would love that song. And then he told me he always wanted to record that. So I was like, oh, well, maybe we should try it. You know, so that's how that song ended up on the record. And it's such a beautiful, beautiful melody, man. I mean, it was such a joy to play that in the studio. I didn't want the song to end, to be honest. That's why it's, I think, one of the longer songs on the record. It's because you just get so caught up in that melody. I mean, that chord progression, you know, can just, I don't know, it just, there's something about it that's so, just kind of transports you, you know. So, yeah, so that was a real great experience, man, doing that with him.
And then you got some help from other guys in Mick Fleetwood's blues band in doing Need Your Love So Bad.
Yeah, Need Your Love So Bad. Oh, that was so cool, man. I mean, you know, Peter Green, his guitar playing, his phrasing, his tone, everything, you know, he was just so gifted. So when we were talking about you know, doing that song, I mean, I just didn't know how I was going to approach it, right? Because when you listen to the original, man, I mean, Peter Green, those first three or four notes, when he comes in with that guitar entrance, man, he just has you in the palm of his hand. It's just so beautiful. So it was such an honor to play that song and to play it with Mick, you know, because, I mean, that was a dream come true. And, like a lot of these songs, you know, that Mick Fleetwood, you know, playing these songs with Mick, it's so different because, I mean, this guy like lived these songs and he's like, you know, he inspired some of his music, right? So it's like wow. And then to come back and play this with him, you know, in this style, and to be so open and experimental, man, that was, what an opportunity, you know. And that, I mean, that was just a, you know, like a once in a lifetime chance. So it's something I'm so grateful for, and I'm still so inspired from this whole project.
Oh, I can imagine to be there in studio and hear that beat and go, well, that's Mick Fleetwood on the drums, and oh, look over there, there's Sonny Landreth on slide guitar. My gosh.
Yeah, you know, so I met Sonny Landreth when I was touring with Jimmy Buffett, you know, years ago, and Sonny and I both used to tour with Jimmy, and And so that led to Sunny and I doing some shows together. So recently, a couple years ago, we did a show over at the New Orleans Jazz Festival, and then a couple of shows in Hawaii together. So one of the songs that we would play is "'Cause We've Ended as Lovers," because we both love Jeff Beck. And so we would do a duet version of that. So when I was talking with Mick in the studio, we were talking about Jeff Beck, and he was telling me all these great stories about Jeff and how he used to go and watch Peter Green play, you know, when they would play in the club. And so I told him, oh, one of my favorites is "'Cause We've Ended as Lovers." So we thought, oh, we should record that. So once we decided to record that, I said, okay, we got to get Sonny Landreth on here too, though, because, you know, he's one of my favorite guitar players, and his slide playing is just unbelievable. So that's the opening track to the album, "'Cause We've Ended as Lovers," and we got to feature Sonny Landreth.
We're talking with Jake Shimabukuro here on Downtown. The album coming out on October 18th from 40 Below Records, Blues Experience. It had to be such an emotional experience to be recording Songbird with Mick, knowing how much the song and, of course, Christine meant to him.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Songbird was a very special track. You know, while we were in the studio, you know, Mick mentioned that... you know, Christine's birthday was coming up, so we thought, oh man, maybe there's a tribute or something that we can do. So the song Songbird came up, and we thought, okay, so the next day we went into the studio, and we kind of talked about the form. We didn't really talk about how we were going to do it. And so I remember we went into the studio, and Mick kind of just got behind the drums, and you know, he was just kind of playing around a little bit, and then he went into that groove, and his eyes were just closed, and he was just in this groove, and it was so vibey. And then so I just started, you know, I did kind of this very very kind of rubato melody where I came in with the verse, and then slowly the Michael Grande and Jackson Waldhoff, you know, keyboards and bass, very very good friends of mine, started to come in, and then the song just almost like played itself, you know. And then I remember at the end, we just all kind of tapered off, and Mick kept the groove going, and then he came to a stop, and there was this moment of silence, you know, that was just so powerful. And then Mick opened his eyes, and then he said he felt Christine's presence in the studio with us, you know, when we were recording that. And oh, that just gave us chills. I mean, it was very powerful, and I could tell Mick was very affected, you know, by that experience. But he said that he felt he had the chance to say his goodbye, you know, to his dear friend. And but it was very moving. And so that song, you know, and rightfully so, you know, it is a departure, you know, from the other tunes on the track, but that one is so special.
Well, the whole album comes out again on October 18th. Blues Experience, Jake Shimabukuro, Mick Fleetwood, some other very talented musicians. It's really some terrific music. Jake, appreciate you making time for us. We wish you much luck with the record and with your career.
All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate the support. And just thank you. And I hope people enjoy the new album.
Thanks again, Jake. Bye-bye now.